Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believed God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically and mentally fit. How is everyone out there? We're winding down. School's going to start soon. I know some of the college kids went back already. Are your parents happy? Are you sad with the college kids? I know you're probably excited with the younger school kids. You know, you're buying all those clothes and school supplies, getting them ready, and you're feeling about, ooh, when this is all over after Labor Day, you can sit down and just relax. Well, I sent out over a Facebook page of a picture of an apple. It was one apple cut in half. One side, the left side, was sort of, apple was black, and the other side of the apple was still looked like it was crisp and still looked good after 21 days. Well, one of my mentors cut that apple in half and put each half in a mason jar. And to the apple that was bruised and looked bad, she said negative words to it. And to the apple that was still kind of clear, wasn't bruised at all, she said good positive words to that apple. That's right, to that apple. So you see, words have power. Words, if we keep saying those negative words over and over, become infused in our blood. We begin to believe them, that after a while we begin to follow those words, and it became a way of our lives. But that shouldn't be. You know, you can change those negative words to positive words and learn to live a positive life. Yes, there be days that we're going to have downtime, when we're going to be depressed, but we shouldn't beat upon ourselves every day, because after a while, if you believe those, then so do the people around you, and therefore they will not respect you, nor will they honor you. And you are a person of God, and God does not create any mistakes at all. You were created in His image, not in man's image. Remember that. We're so busy trying to get those likes on Facebook page, and we figure the more likes we have, the more friends we have. But that's not true. They maybe like the statement, they like the picture. You want to develop a close relationship, so if anything happened to you, there's people that got you, they're honoring you, they will love you, and they don't want to see you fail at all. So stop looking for those likes. Stop saying those negative words. I did the same thing, but my apples seemed like they still kind of like bruised together, even though it was a light streak on the good apple, but the bad apple was really bruised up pretty bad. And it's because of the words I said, that you were fat, you were no good, you never amount to anything, you know, nobody wants you. I was trying to think of all these negative words to this apple, so to see what happened. And the positive apple, even twice a day, I would say, you know, you're good, people love you, you're going to mount the sun, be successful. And, you know, I would say as much as we can, and it's still kind of bruised, but I don't, maybe because my apple was red and the other person's was green. So you want to get rid of those words. Those words can really mean a lot to somebody. They carry it through the entire life cycle, and you don't want that to go into adulthood at all with those negative words, because it can do a lot on your psychic mind. That if you think of you a failure, you always will be a failure. And that creates low self-esteem, lack of confidence, you don't like yourself, and sometimes you don't even dress the way appropriate because you just feel that, hey, nobody wants you, nobody want to be around you, so why should you bother? But when you look at those people that come into a room and their feet don't seem like they touch the floor, they come in, they dress nice, it doesn't be something expensive, Everybody looks at them because they have that light, that glow around, because they're confident, they're positive. And yes, they may have bad days, and yes, they feel down, but they still strive to look up. They still strive to go forward in life because they what? No, this is only temporary, their situation, only temporary, because it's just something in their life that they know that it's not going to last a long time. And what they have is that faith and belief in God. That's what they have. Their faith is so strong that nobody can tear it away from them. Nobody can tear it out of them. And so they just hang on, and they just think positive. There's no plan B in their life. They know they can win the situation. Well, we're supposed to have a guest on tonight. She is not here yet, so I'm just talking, but I'll give her bio anyway in case she does pops up. Maria Plank is a Christian transformation life coach sharing 30 years of mastering transforming lives. She is the author of the forthcoming book, Experience for Our Transformation, for Steps to Freedom, Joy, and Power. She shares her wisdom from her personal journey, professional expertise, and faith. Her experience includes assistant clinic director, counseling, department chair, leadership trainer, county social worker, and foster parent trainer. Mari has a passion for public speaking and has spoken at leadership training seminars, retreats, international pastoral conferences. Mari has a spark and an energy that reaches the heart of her audience, inspiring and motivating them all. Her professional transformation occurred when God showed her relationship between faulty beliefs and unhealthy attitudes and behaviors. Clients need to know God's unconditional love and acceptance and replace faulty beliefs with God's promises. These two principles are the catalyst of transformation and change. That is true. When you have that belief and you know his promise is deep-rooted inside of you. She gives one example. One of her clients was frustrated, wanted to be a Hollywood producer, and is now living her dream as a Hollywood producer with major studios pursuing her, all because Mari talked to her and helped convince her that she has something deep inside it, and what she had she needed to share with other people. That is the, I think, sometimes it's the root. We don't think we have anything worthwhile to share. We don't think that we're somebody. And when we are, because God doesn't make any mistakes, we are somebody in God's eyes. Stop viewing yourself. Stop comparing yourself to other people. And when you do that, that's when you start developing that low self-esteem. That low self-esteem that is just so deep-rooted. And what happened is so deep-rooted that you cannot change it, or you figure you can't change it. But when, guess what? You can change it. You just have to believe in yourself. Believe in what God has given you. He's given you a story. He's given you information. He's given you the mind. He's also given you choice. And you choose to be defeated, and you don't want that. You don't want to be defeated. Don't let anybody else defeat you. You want to, what, be powerful in God's eyes. So let's see what Mari has to say.
Hi, Renee. How are you today?
Fine. You, how's everything?
Good.
I gave you a bio, so tell everybody a little bit more about you.
Sure. Well, I am a Christian transformation coach. I have been in the business for over 30 years, love my job, and my passion is to see people, women, men and women, to really find their identity, their worth and value, and to get over fears and limitation.
And that is really challenging, because I was telling everybody when they started from a young child, it goes all the way into adulthood. So when you're talking to this person, when you're trying to teach them to turn around, are there challenges? Are there certain people that work better than others?
No, I think it's everyone. We all, you know, the Bible says that as a man thinks, so he is. And so a lot of our, you know, things about worth and value, our identity, how we see ourselves as successful or a failure, really comes from either relationships when we're younger or events. And what happens is we experience, let's say in my case, I perceived rejection from my family. And so even though they, you know, they really didn't reject me, but it felt like rejection. So this whole lie became that I began to think that I was rejected, I wasn't loved, I was, you know, wasn't good enough. And so those little thoughts in my head became this whole system of fears of rejection, and then became low self-esteem. It built into me becoming a victim later on, to my first marriage. So those kind of lies really began very early, and it could be even from an event or a circumstance as well, too.
So you mentioned the word lies. I read Dr. Collins' book, too, dealing with that we live a world of lies, that lies, you know, people are lying, for those who understand me, I'm a little tongue-tied, that we live these lies, and then we have to reframe our mind in order to go forward. And you said sometimes the people, events, and circumstances that is rooted in us. Is this something that only that person has to change, or do you have to go back and change that family too?
No, absolutely. You can change, you know, those things yourself, because we, you know, God loves us, and especially when we take the power of His Word and we begin to look at the truth. For example, in my case, I shared my story about being feeling rejected. Well, there's a scripture that says, I'm loved, accepted in the Beloved. And so I began to wrestle with that. I began to pray about it. I was honest with God and said, I don't believe this. I think you're lying, because it feels different. I believe the truth that I'm rejected. But I began to wrestle with that lie and really began to challenge myself. And I challenging the Lord to really show Himself to be truth in my life. And I began to speak over myself, and I began to hear myself say it. You're accepted in the Beloved. You know, you are holy and blameless. At first, it felt like very foreign, but as I spoke it over and over and over again, the most amazing thing happened. I really began to believe it. So we can absolutely change things we believe about ourselves. We can change how we view ourselves. We can change how we perceive failure and acceptance and success by simply recognizing that lie and then to change it with what God says. And just kind of a little tip for your listeners, Renee, one way to tell if it's a lie, if it makes you feel bad, ugly, stupid, dumb, or worthless. So if you're hearing yourself, if you hear yourself say, oh, you're so stupid, or you're so dumb, or what's wrong with you, you're such a loser, well, good chance you're listening to a lie, because the father of lies, who is Satan, wants to steal, kill, and destroy. So everything that comes out of his mouth is for destruction, death, limitation, create more fear. Why? Because he hates us, and there's this pattern of destruction that he's set in place, but God, through Jesus, has come to redeem us. So, you know, because when we look at what the Bible says about us, you know, we're in Ephesians 1, we're loved, we're accepted. He sees us holy and blameless through Jesus, not just, you know, it's through him he sees us that way. So when I experience those kinds of negative thoughts, then I think, I think that might be a lie.
Wow, that's powerful. That's really powerful, because I think I talked to you before, when I was at this particular job, my boss used to say, why is he can't get it? You know, do we have to go over it? You're not detailed enough. You're not this, you're not this, you're not this. You're not. And then after a while, you know, you believe it, you know, and therefore it's like every day you dread, because you want to know how many mistakes are you going to make, or it's how many mistakes. Not, you know, you're going to make mistakes, but how many? So one day she came into the office, she said something to me, and I guess I went into that mode of like that. So my coworker was long away. I mean, I over 20 feet away, and she came back to the office, and she said, I can feel the negativity from you. Get rid of it. Put on your gospel music right now. Put it on. I'm tired of it. Just get rid of it. You know? And so she's a Latin American sister. She, you know, she would just draw up her ass.
That's
with
awesome.
So, right. So I said, okay, I'll get rid of it. No, get rid of it. Don't say you're going to. So I turned my music. I started thinking positive. And then all of a sudden the boss came in, and she made a mistake. She would show me all the mistakes and things that she did. And I said, ooh, so this does work. I didn't want to put bad mistakes on her. But, you know, you find out, like you say, you can change it. It's that mindset again.
Yeah,
you can
exactly.
change it.
Exactly.
It's just powerful. It's powerful. It's like Mandela, 22 years being in prison, but he said they
yep.
did not imprison his mind.
That's right.
Now,
exactly.
do you find people fall back on those lies, though? They get in, bam, something hit them, a tragedy, something in their life,
mm-hmm.
and then, bam, they're back to again.
Right. Well, and I think, too, I noticed in my life, and most of my clients, that there's themes. For my big theme was rejection. So I would experience it from different people, different circumstances, and so pretty soon you're looking for rejection. You know, you're looking, like you, with your boss, you're looking to make that little mistake, or you're looking to miss it, or looking to, you know, not have that detailed mind. And so pretty soon, not only are you looking for it, you begin to draw people around you who are going to reinforce those particular lies. And so, you know, and it's awful because, you know, you go through life experiencing, in my case, rejection, and then all of a sudden it seems like wherever you go, rejection is always around the corner. And so then you attract more people to reinforce that. And then I attracted a man who was abusive. He was physically abusive, which just reinforced it over and over again. It's a vicious cycle. And I think that's even true for things like generational behavior patterns. You know, you'll see people who do drugs will marry people who do drugs, and then their friends are doing drugs. Now their kids are doing the drugs. Why? Because they've learned it, for one. But it's again, that destructive pattern that continues to replicate itself in our life. And that's why God's word is so powerful, because he has the power to break all of that yucky, cyclical, repetitive things in our life, which is so awesome.
So if a client comes to you and you identify and you help them identify their life, I know you can't do your whole practice in a few minutes, but what three things can you say to my listeners or to that person to change it? You already said that change your thoughts, change your thinking, change your tone. But what other things do you do?
I think the let me just share a quick story from one of my clients who came in. She was she wanted to become a Hollywood producer for 20 years, had great dreams, had just felt like God was calling her to Hollywood. But for 20 years, she had no connections, contracts, and nothing, equipment. So she comes to see me with all these fears, anxiety. She doubted God. She didn't believe this call upon her life. She felt insecure, worthless. She felt like she had no value. She felt she could not measure up to anyone in Hollywood. And so I said to her, you know, I think you're basing all this upon a whole bunch of lies. For one thing, you are worthy. You are valuable. And if God did not call you to this, he would have taken away the desire 20 years ago. But you still have it. So that tells me that you are called. But the problem is in a couple things. One, she was believing that she was worthless. She was speaking over herself. And so we simply just wrote down all the things she believed about herself and God and the problem going into Hollywood. And then she simply repented. She didn't even know she was believing the lies. She repented. I said, this is contrary to what God says. God says he loves you. You're valuable. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives you strength. And you're believing that God's out to get you. She believed that God was waiting for her to make a mistake, like your boss. And so she simply repented for believing those things. And then she took back her right to be in Hollywood, to have connections, contracts, equipment. And the most amazing thing happened was 2 weeks later, she comes back to see me again. And all of a sudden, she now had contracts, connections, and equipment. Because she changed what she was believing and speaking of herself and began to embrace how God saw her. 2 years later, which is right now, she's now doing her own movie, confident, secure in the Lord, absolutely running to her call. So the three things I would tell your audience, first of all, is, you know, are you feeling limited? Are you feeling fearful? Are you feeling defeated? Are you feeling like you have no value? That's the first place to start. So look at what you're believing about yourself. A second is to ask God to forgive you for believing those things. And then find a scripture that is contrary to what you know, what is what you're feeling. For example, one of my other issues was fear. I had fear of everything, fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear, fear, fear. But the Bible says that we don't have a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So every time I begin to feel afraid, I begin to speak the scripture. Now, I still was feeling fearful, you know, the heart palpitations, you know, getting anxious. But as I spoke the word, because now I'm speaking the truth, as I spoke the truth, that all of a sudden the feelings left and the paralyzing power of fear left, and I was able to move forward and to go to the next step. So the three steps would be to recognize what they're believing, repent, and then simply replace those things with God's truth out loud, speak it out loud, and you speak it until you actually feel it and believe it.
That is powerful. For my listeners out there, you know, to reframe that mind, to re-script, like you said, release a new script or relearn the new script. In other words, say over and over, become it becomes daily nuggets or infuse into your blood, that blood will circulate throughout your whole body, that you begin to believe it. So you believe it, you taste it, you feel it, you sleep it, and you attract, as they say, all that positive and not that negative.
Wow, exactly. And really powerful. And what's amazing, it will change your circumstances. Like for my client Elisa, her just beginning to do those three things, recognize, repent, and take back and speak what God says, literally opened doors for her to Hollywood. I mean, it was really powerful how after 20 years of trying and crying and failing and making mistakes and couldn't get anywhere, by simply repenting for believing those lies and taking back her right to be in Hollywood, to believe that God loved her, she was important and valuable, literally opened the doors for her. It was really pretty amazing. And so absolutely we can, you know, the enemy has plans to kill, steal, and destroy us, but God has plans to prosper, to deliver, to heal, to strengthen. As we align ourselves with his plan, his word, then because the word we know will not come back to him void, because Jesus was the word sent from God, fulfilled the purpose. As we speak the word of God, and it takes some time, you know, and it's not just to speak it for the sake of speaking it, but really in relationship to the Lord, that we begin to speak who he says we are, speak what we can do. We're more than conquerors. You know, I don't have a spirit of fear. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm an overcomer. I'm beloved. I'm accepted. As we speak those things, the truth of God's word is powerful. I'm going to open up doors. It will bring healing, deliverance, and radically change who we are.
That is true. We got to align with his plan. It's always thinking of our plan, and sometimes our plan gets in the way, and then again, that's those lies. He has made us in his image, not in man's image, and so he has a plan for us. Otherwise, we would stumble with you going by our plan. So we also, as you say, align, you know, this meditation. And what about journaling? Do you believe in that? It helps too?
I think so. I think I do a lot of journaling. It definitely helps to identify it. But as far, it's a good way to, you know, kind of break down what am I really thinking? Because I don't think we often think about what we're thinking. But if we take some time, pray about it, you know, and kind of think about, like in your with your boss situation, I would have said, well, Renee, tell me what to write down, the things you hear, you know, you the boss is saying to you, okay, and then I would encourage you to find the scriptures that would counterbalance that. For example, if you said, well, I feel like a failure all the time because my boss keeps telling me, you know, I can't pay attention, I'm making these mistakes, and I would say, well, Romans 8:1 says, therefore, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So let's take back the power, let's forgive her for making you feel condemned, take back the right to not be under condemnation, and then allow the Lord to build up your confidence in him and not to be attracting to those kind of mistakes.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. So my listeners out there, no, take notes. Take notes, because this is a lot of helpful gems out here for us, because we have to learn to stop believing in those lies and believe in the word. It's getting right. You bring us right back to that word.
Yes.
We deep and ingest it into that word. Whatever anybody else say to us, if it's not that word, we should not believe it.
And I think powerful. It's also powerful in the terms of the next generation, because my husband was abusive, and God had told me that that his sin of the abuse would pass from him to me to my children. So I chose to leave the marriage because of my children, because of passing on the lies that it's okay to hurt a woman or, you know, to be abusive. And so because I stopped the lies in the practical sense from my children and left the marriage, my boys are wonderful husbands. They've never hurt their wives. My grandchildren and my daughter-in-laws are well-loved and provided for and protected. So the lies aren't just about ourselves, but there also can be lies that come through a generation, you know. And so it's very powerful when we recognize those patterns of behavior, the patterns of thinking, of attitudes and actions that are negative or destructive, and we either can choose to go along with them and do nothing and reap the same kind of fruit that hurt you, or we can make the choice to stop that, sow a different seed by God's truth, and change the course of possibly your family or the next generation.
Ooh, you said a mouthful right there. No, seriously, the way you think, and I thought about this woman, I don't know if you saw it, I'm going to say 8 years ago, she was on TV. Her husband would beat her almost every day, but he beat her so she wouldn't leave marks. And he beat her in front of the kids. And in fact, he had the boys videotape it, and they would even the girl would call her names. And the boss at the job could see her crying and knew about that. Eventually, in a short time, the boss said, look, I'm giving you some money. Get out of it. Call your kids. Get away from school. Get out of it. So eventually she did. But unfortunately, just what you said, the boys wanted to stay with the father, and so did the daughter. They wanted to stay because they were so used to it, you know, and
right.
They believed him more than her. And, you know, she had to take the kids and go through a lot of counseling. But even at that point when she was talking, her daughter still kind of like loved the father and wanted to be with her father. So you're right. You got to break that bondage, and it's embedded those lies into those kids and into those boys that, you know, it's going to go from generation to until finally somebody's going to stand up and say, damn, no, they're not going to take it anymore. This is not what God has in store for me.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. So what's next for you? You know, what's next?
Well, I'm planning to publish I have a couple of books I'm going to be publishing. The first is Love Letters from Heaven, and they're basically words like acceptance, confidence, strength, with a little word from the Lord, and then just a little prayer. And that's one of my books. And my other book will be The 4 Hours of Transformation, and that's going to be kind of a self-help book. People can go through the book, and they can, you know, use the 4 steps and get and come solve their problems or to get a different mindset.
We got a few seconds, so give everybody your website, you know, and tell them how they can reach you, because this is powerful, because what's all going on in the world today, for some reason, we got to change our mind.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing that I want just to leave with your audience, Renee, is that God loves them so much. You know, He is for you. He's not against you. He loves you. He has absolute the best in mind for you. But until you either come to know him through the Lord, through Jesus, and that's accepting him and to confess him as our Savior and, you know, to believe in him, then the change is not going to happen. Or if it happens, it'll be only temporary. So I just want to encourage your audience to really be honest with yourself about God's love. Do you believe God loves you? If you don't, ask him to show you, and he will. And they can reach me at Rhema, R-H-E-M-A, lifecoach.com. I'll spell the whole thing. It's R-H-E-M-A-L-I-F-E-C-O-A-C-H.com.
Wow, thank you so much. You have given us so many helpful tips. I'm going to want to later on send you an email if you can just repeat those 3 tips again, the believe, speak in, and repent. And I'm going to put this on my Facebook and put it on my blog to let everybody know that you can change those negative words, that negative thinking to positive.
Absolutely.
Thank you, and God bless you. It's a joy, as always, talking to you.
Well, thank you, Renee. Take care.
Take care.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.